Blog Talk Radio.
I have designed two Kabbalah series
specifically designed for email. Again, this is what it was in the past. Now, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Most High, this is in book form, blessed souls. One easy series was designed by his own son. Reb Mendel's Kabbalah mini-series for the average person, and one advanced, the new improved Kabbalah series. Kabbalah is relevant to all, to people of all religious backgrounds, faith-based backgrounds, whatever you feel more comfortable with, blessed souls, what you want to call your discipline or religion or a faith. I prefer to call it faith, but probably Markel wants us to all understand it in the context of religion, as written in this introduction disclaimer. He went on to say, there is much confusion relating to this subject. Much of this confusion comes from the fact that there are various disciplines which call themselves Kabbalah, K-A-B-B-L-A-A-H, or Kabbalah, Q-A-B-B-L-A-A-H. These are all not the same. There is traditional Jewish Kabbalah, which is K-A-B-B-L-A-L-A-H, which is what will be taught in the Cyber Yeshiva, and Rabbi Markel has a Cyber Yeshiva. There are also various non-Jewish traditions, chief of which is the Hermetic tradition, sometimes but not always Christian, and various magical, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, or magical, M-A-G-I-C-K-L, K-A-L, disciplines. If you are interested in any of these, they are easy to find on the web. There are different traditions, and their teaching should be viewed separately from the Jewish tradition. But Rabbi Markel wants to point this out. We feel goodwill towards all seekers of truth. We are just pointing out that in the series when we say Kabbalah, K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H, we are referring only to the Jewish tradition. This is to prevent confusion. We have often received letters and email telling us that we were wrong or that we differed from the Kabbalistic teaching, which was the Q-A-B-A-L-I-S-T-I-C teaching, which the writer had previously seen. Often this was because the other teaching was not of the Jewish tradition. The Kabbalah, the teaching that Rabbi Markel is dealing with and his team of Torah scholars in endeavors to disseminate the wellsprings of the inner dimension of Torah, is the deep secret knowledge of the Jewish religion. It is a part of the Torah which was originally given to Moses, Moshe, the mighty Levite prophet, on Mount Sinai, but was known even earlier. The Kabbalah is called Razei HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah. It also includes what is also called Razei Darazin, the secrets of the secrets, which is often given separate names, which is often given the separate name, Chassidus. We shall be covering both levels of Kabbalah in this series. In general Kabbalah, there is a description how Almighty God emanated and created the worlds out of his own infinite being through a process called Tzimtzum, the lessening of the infinite light of the Creator. Chassidus offers insight into the infinite light before the Tzimtzum and into the Atzmos, the selfness or the essence of the Almighty. Since it describes the emanation and creation of the worlds, the Kabbalah contains all sciences and knowledge, things that were discovered in past, things now being discovered, things to be discovered, and things which will never be discovered are all explained in Kabbalah. That's K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H. One last point. In the Jewish tradition, the unity of God does not refer to the fact that there is not one other than two gods. It means that there is only one existence. There's only God and nothing else at all. In these series that Rabbi Markel mentioned up at the top of this introduction disclaimer, since we are presenting the Kabbalah from a Jewish perspective, so please keep in mind that we are in no way trying to preach or proselytize. These series are presented to be informative and open up, hopefully, for you blessed souls, a subject which was closely guarded, which was a closely guarded secret for a long time. Some of you will consider some of the material on the series elementary, as presenting material which you already know. Please bear with us. These series are designed to be useful even for a novice. The posts, which were originally posted on his website, can be studied in approximately 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not trying to proselytize or convince in any way, but just trying to bring to light a subject which has been shrouded in mystery for millenniums. Rabbi Yossi Markel. With about 4 minutes to go, blessed souls, we'll go right into it, into the preface to the new, improved Kabbalah series, Shari Yichud, the gateway, the gate of unification. It's also known as Kuntresis Bonenus, a tract on contemplation of the Mittler Rebbe, the Holy Dove Bear of Lubavitch, the second Lubavitcher Rebbe. May his merit protect us. May this translation help victim Mashiach immediately, now, mamish, in a tangible way. So we continue. The gate of unification can be divided into two basic parts, meaning the Shari Yichud, the book that Rabbi Markel is now starting to explain it in and of itself, and also this full preface was written not just by Rabbi Markel, but his team of Torah scholars, which would include Rabbi Yossi Markel, Rabbi Mordechai Markel, and Rabbi Binyamin Walters. The gate of unification can be divided into two basic parts. The first consisting of chapters 1 through 9. By the way, there's 54 chapters of it, of the gate of unification, comes as a direct continuation of another work by the Mittler Rebbe, the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, called Kuntres Hespilus, Tract on Awakening or Excitement of the Emotions, where it explained the necessity for Hisbonenus, which is what this book is about, the Gate of Unification. The first section continues by explaining what Hisbonenus, contemplation, is, how one is to structure this contemplation, and what to contemplate. And we'll end off with one more paragraph plus a sentence, blessed souls. Since the first section concludes that one must contemplate on all the details of this Shtalshalos, the chain-like process of cause and effect that the infinite divine light continually undergoes in the perpetual act of creation, meaning the chaining down of the worlds of Atzilus, the world of intellect, Bria, the world of thought, Yetzira, the world of speech, Asiya, and the world of action, which Rabbi Markel and his team of rabbinical Torah scholars have translated as emanation, creation, formation, and action, which is not really in contradiction to what it has said. It complements it, and hopefully my words complemented their translation. The second section proceeds to delineate a synopsis and a clear explanation of the whole of the Luria Kabbalah, K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H, explained according to the teachings of the Hasidic masters. This book has been called the key to Kabbalah and Hasidus. So we'll leave it off at that, blessed souls. Now we're going to cue up some music from a blessed brother out in Ukiah, California, Joseph Israel, who just sent to me this, very interesting, two people who are friends in my life, Yossi and Joseph, both wanted to share me with their creative talents. And I think it's a beautiful act of synchronicity, Scott Chaprotis, that I can be able to share with both of you the music of Joseph Israel and the Torah and the explanations of Rabbi Yossi Markel. So here's Joseph Israel. This is the Yud and the Hey delivers Dub. Dub, if spelled backwards, is Bud, B-U-D, the base for Bino, understanding. The D for Dalit, for Das, understanding and knowledge. That's the key, along with our faith, to usher in the universal redemption. Take care, everyone.